19, how do you think you guys adjusted to being without your Jordy? I know you came out a little late.
I mean, it's the name of the game, man. We started 6-0. We didn't need Jordy. We started losing games, and we couldn't get open without Jordy. So, I mean, that's the media. That's your guys' job, man, to pick and point at stuff, man. And, you know, when things aren't going good, you try to find a way of why they're not going good. When things are going good, everybody's happy. So it's the name of the game. But I felt like the guys battled their tails off. You know, Jordy, a heck of a player. You know, he'll be back next year 100%. I'm sure he won't miss a beat. But no, I felt like the guys, everybody who had an opportunity to make a play and do their job, I feel like they did that.
Heading into this season, you didn't know you were going to end up back here. What did it mean to have a season back here?
Man, it was great to be back, man. Be back with my teammates, man, a lot of guys that I came in with, you know, for my first 7 years of my career. So it felt good, man. I wish it would have ended a different way, but it didn't. But it felt good to be back.
You had one departure from Green Bay. How much do you want to be back? And how many conversations?
I've said it before, man. I would love to finish my career here, but, you know, I said that last time. So, you know, it's a crazy business. So we'll see what happens.
James, you seen Jordy and the work that he's put in. Do you have any doubt that he'll
Jordy will be ready, man. He'll be ready a lot sooner than a lot of people think he'll be ready, man. The guy been in there putting in a lot of work. Like I said, man, he sleeps with his ice machine on. He takes all that stuff home, man. He works hard in there. So he'll be back, man. I'm proud of him, man.